Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
And before we go today, here's one more pick. Tomorrow, to mark Martin Luther King holiday, the Multicultural Arts Center in Cambridge will present The Meeting. This is a play that was written in 1980. It imagines a meeting between Martin Luther King and Malcolm X that never happened. Both men were assassinated, Malcolm X in 1965 and King 3 years later. In their time, they offered very different approaches to the struggle for civil rights and black empowerment. King was famous, of course, for his nonviolent approach. Malcolm for his willingness to confront white oppression with any means necessary. Here's a scene from The Meeting performed by the Etta Grace Black Theater Company 2 years ago. Terrence Johnson plays Martin Luther King and Lonzo Liggins plays Malcolm X, who you will hear first. Let's listen.
I care about survival, Martin. I care about the quality of that survival. No, I don't seek violence. I seek to stop it. And I'll stop it by any means necessary. I have that as a duty.
Violence never stops violence, Malcolm.
But marches do. All those people gathered together singing songs. What did that bring? A piece of legislation? Yes.
Birmingham got us the Civil Rights Bill. And Selma will get us the voters' rights legislation. Every time we can expose hatred to this world, we come that much closer to making this country live up to what it says on paper.
Did that legislation help those civil rights workers murdered in the South? Or the children blown up in their own church? You got nothing, Martin. Nothing.
That's a scene from the play The Meeting, about an imaginary dialogue and debate between Martin Luther King and Malcolm X. Jeff Stetson, an award-winning playwright and screenwriter for film and TV, wrote the play in 1980, and he joins us from NPR West in Culver City, California. Welcome. Great to have you, Jeff Stetson.
Nice to be here. Thanks.
Take us back to 1980. What inspired you to write that play?
Well, actually, it was in 84, but I was dean of faculty and staff for the Cal State system, and occasionally I would be asked by one of the campuses to come in and lecture or do a full course for a semester. And I understood that the students during that time period were not alive during the civil rights movement, knew very little about Malcolm and Dr. King, and so I wanted to bring together a cross-section of students from various academic disciplines to begin to analyze the civil rights movement, the strategies that work, the things that we might do differently, and to do that through the eyes of Dr. King and Malcolm X.
Hmm. And, you know, I want to ask you about sort of the message throughout this play. It really does define sort of two men's differing philosophies. And yet, I think you make the point that it teaches us, this play, The Meeting, about how much these two men shared, right?
Well, they both cared enough about the problems impacting not only their people, but the nation as a whole, that they were willing to give their lives for it. So if nothing else, they ought to be respected. One of the reasons I wrote the play is that there's a tendency to try to suggest that if you support Malcolm X, then you have to be against Dr. King. And if you embrace Dr. King, you have to reject Malcolm. And I wanted to write a play that would bring these two men together and see that they were both part of a continuum that impacted the way we live today, and they deserve our respect and at least our appreciation for what they were prepared to sacrifice.
Late in the play, the two men sit down at a table and arm wrestle, and I'm wondering, you know, the audience must wonder who will win, but do you feel that the two men sort of come to understand each other better in the course of the play?
They do, and they begin to resolve their differences not around political ideology, but around their own families. There's a gift that Dr. King brings to Malcolm that we discover was given by Dr. King's daughter to Malcolm's daughter, because the day these two men met on Valentine's Day, February 14th, 1 week before Malcolm's assassination, his house had been firebombed. And so Dr. King and his children were watching television and saw the effects of the bombing and saw the girls, Malcolm's daughters, out on the lawn. And one of the girls, in the context of the play, knows that her father's going to see Malcolm and wants to give her favorite doll to Adela Shabazz, the oldest daughter of Malcolm. And because of that touching moment that immediately follows a major confrontation where Dr. King is about to leave, the two men realize that what this struggle is about is their children and everyone's children. Hmm. And that allows them to sit at the table and really begin to talk about friendship and respect and admiration for each other.
Jeff Stetson, from 1984 to 2013, as we mentioned, your play is going to be on the stage in Cambridge tomorrow. What do you see when you see folks today, especially younger audiences, watch your play? What are you hoping they take away from it?
Well, one of the interesting things about the play is that people who would typically not be interested in going to a play about Malcolm X will go to see Dr. King, and people who wouldn't be interested for whatever reason to see a Dr. King play would perhaps be interested in seeing Malcolm. So people from various ideologies come together to see these two men. You mentioned the arm wrestling contest. There's actually three of them. The first one happens out of impulse, where the two men were having an argument and their hands touch. Hmm. And given the nature of their competition, they immediately go into an arm wrestling contest, which Malcolm wins. And the audience at that time, you can tell very clearly who supports Malcolm and who supports King, because the people who support King are very upset at the victory for Malcolm. When the second arm wrestling takes place as a result of Dr. King's challenge and Dr. King wins it, then Dr. King's people are very happy and Malcolm's folks are upset.
So it brings
during
them
in. The third,
yeah, go
during
ahead.
During the third arm wrestle, you can tell that by that time in the play, people don't want either man to lose, and if possible, they want both men to win.
That's a nice message. Jeff Stetson, award-winning playwright, screenwriter for film and TV. His play, The Meeting, will be performed tomorrow at the Cambridge Multicultural Arts Center. Jeff Stetson, thanks so much for joining us today. We're very grateful.
Nice to be with you.
There's more information about The Meeting on our website at radioboston.org.
That's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from theangle@boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Come back tomorrow. Join us for more Radio Boston.